miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Good morning. My three-day sober ended last night. I had some white wine, and I sleep pretty well on white wine. I'm never hungover either. That's kind of the reason I like it. It sounds like an addiction, huh? But I wake up. You know, when we're talking, I was talking to Craig off the air about this, how you sometimes you, I don't know what time everybody's alarm is, whatever time it is, you roll over sometimes and you're thinking you got a couple hours, maybe an hour, or maybe sometimes you think you have 3 hours because you don't know, you're sleeping. I rolled over for sure. I'd bet $1,000 I had a couple hours. Rolled over and my alarm is set for 4:25 Central and it was 4:24.
Oh.
Son of a bitch, man.
Now, see, the reverse of that, where you wake up and you think it's probably time to get up, and it's only like midnight.
That's actually worse.
Right.
It's, but
it is.
I get a silly amount of happiness.
If you're, yeah, I get that.
It's not rational.
If you know you can go back to sleep.
There's
sometimes I don't know if I can go back to sleep right away. So it's like, geez, am I going to lay here?
Yep.
And just roll for 4 hours.
That'll help me, Todd. If I fall to bed way too early, like 8:30 or something, and then you wake up around midnight or one, and you're right, you don't think you can go back to sleep at that point.
But
on the other hand, if you're tired, you wake up then. That's great.
Yeah. If I've gone to bed at normal time and I just wake up and it's midnight or one, I go, I got 3-4 hours. This is great, and right back to sleep.
You could have played this conversation from any time in the years. I was more and more recently people are asking me. I still get asked to this day from regular people. You know, 7 to 3ers, 9 to 5ers. You know, most people work those kind of hours. 8 to 4ers. You know, even 6 o'clock is earlier later than us. I get asked all the time, "How do you do it?" I say, "You just wake up and go to work."
You
know,
you
basically
do it.
My answer. I'm not even a prick to them. I could never do that. Well, if they pay you to that's your job. You could do that.
You could.
And, but it's, a lot of people say, are you used to it? I said, well, define the word used to it. I mean, yes and no. On any given day in the 5 days of the week, I go, son of a bitch. So, no, it's just not, you know, you're used to it, right, or you're not used to it.
Left to my own devices.
Any given day.
Yeah, I'm not waking up at 4:30.
No.
Yeah, I just
every
had,
day.
I just had this exact conversation with my 20-year-old niece in college.
Just had no idea.
And she's like, how do you get up? I was, you do.
Yeah.
Because that's where the job is at.
Well, I've told this before. For early part of my radio career, I did not do mornings, so all my buddies had regular jobs, and I was the guy. I mean, even before that, I was always the guy. Out of a bunch of lazy-ass 20-year-old guys, I was the guy they said could never wake up for work. You'll never be able to do this. And then you get a job that way, and you just do it.
Yeah.
You know, you just do it.
Yeah. Well, her 20-year-old brain, she just, like, could not understand how anyone.
Right.
I was how do you
the
get
same
up?
Way. I was never.
I was always the guy.
Yeah,
I was always the guy.
Until they said, listen, if you wake up at 4, we'll pay you an extra $1,000 a year. And I said, I'm all over that.
Well, who's going to wake up early today? It'll be Frank Caliendo because he's in Phoenix and he's going to call us at 7:30 Central, right? Oh, it's only an hour difference now, right?
No, it's 2.
No, it's 2.
It's a summer.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're still on the Pacific time.
And Dr. Mina is always on time. She's back east, so she's probably sleeping right now. She's going to laugh.
Man,
no,
she
she's
might
not.
Be up.
I'm joking. Of course, she's awake. Yesterday, Jared Brown forgot to call us, and he called you, got a hold of you yesterday, and said he was to give you 2 excuses, and one was a real one, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know which one was the real one.
Right.
I tend to think the second one was probably more BS. But I got a text.
Yeah, I think
from
it
him.
Was too.
I got a text from him at 20 after 11 yesterday morning when I got home.
Right.
And he's, I overslept. I drove 12 hours home and then just crashed. And I'm sorry. I feel so bad. I'm sorry. 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 I said, no. You know. No problem, man. It's not like you're the first comedian to blow off a phone call with us, you know.
Right.
And
well,
then
after we plug your gig.
Yeah.
In an area where it's, you know, they can hear us. You know, so
even though we've known you for 20 years.
That's why he gets the break. 25 years, probably.
Yeah. And then last night at 11 o'clock, I'm dead to the world. I get a text, and I open up like one eye half and look at it.
Hair lip.
J.R. Brown. Okay, never mind. It's not important. I read it this morning. He says, hey, man, I want to come clean with you guys. I woke up with tons of remorse because I'd missed the call yesterday morning, and I lied to you about the reason. Something about driving all night. Nah, I actually was having sex late night with my wife, and I didn't want it to end because God knows when it'll happen again.
Oh, that lucky his music there. Push out of play, Dad. Whatever, so we love J.R.
So there's J.R.
But Caliendo will call, and you know Dr. Mina will call. Tomorrow morning, Joe Coy in the studio, too. Looking forward to that. Anybody have Ron Popeil, Craig? Oh, you're not. You're over there.
He's not here.
He's not sure.
Don't look at
him. We'll ask him in a bit when Craig gets in here.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dusty Hill from ZZ Top passed at 72, but nobody had Dusty
Is Craig ever going to get his own space again?
No. I think that's what I'm thinking about. With the new studio, he's going to be sitting
here. He's actually right here.
I know he is.
Yeah, because they're not fixing anything here. Because we're moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we had this meeting in the spring. Hey, we're moving in June. Oh, it looks more like it's going to be July.
August.
No, probably August.
Which is fine. They're busting their ass. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming they should have kept stuff on around here.
Yeah.
Like the TV.
Yeah. I got $12. I have a credit card if they want to give us the availability of maybe watching a little ESPN, maybe a little news.
The news, yeah.
Yeah. I'll even give them like $14 for a processing fee.
All right.
You think Dr. Mean is going to yell at us today?
Well, here's the deal.
With the mask thing, I'm right with you. I am so tired of pandering to assholes
and
ignorant sons of bitches.
There is a groundswell of the angry vaccinated. I've been reading more articles yesterday about it, and I've been hearing people on the news just turning on doctors. Now, I'm not mad. If I go into a place and they want me to have a mask on, I will do that. I'm not a dick. But I'm not going to go back to my life pre-pandemic. I'm just not. I'm vaccinated. And more, all these people still say it's the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now, the problem is, like we've talked before, and this is also true, that another strain could screw us all and more people passing it. But there's an angry groundswell of the vaccinated. And every time I heard a doctor this morning say, we can't be angry. Yes, we can be angry because it is their fault.
Sure.
It's their fault.
Totally.
It's their fault. And we can be angry, and there's an angry groundswell of people that did the right thing.
And it's not just this.
Obviously.
We have been pandering to assholes and idiots, and it just makes them more emboldened.
Right.
In every facet.
It does.
Now they have half of Washington, D.C. representing them.
Yep, they do.
It's time to stop pandering to assholes and idiots.
I'm with you on that. And companies are in charge now. Companies can say, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and more importantly than us being angry, companies are starting to mandate it, and that's what's actually going to make something change.
Netflix, anybody working on any show, any way to deal with it, have to be vaccinated. Facebook and Google,
yep,
vaccinated. The federal government, now he's still leaving them the opportunity to get tested every day. Get rid of that, too. And the NFL pisses me off. Don't get me started on the NFL.
How about this? If you want to subscribe to Netflix, you have to get vaccinated.
That's it. Right there. That's what we need.
That would solve everything.
You're right. Now, she will yell at us about that, but I'm not going to really get in an argument with her because I know how I feel. She's not going to change my mind on this. I'm angry and I'm pissed. And the anti-vaxxers are the problem. They're the complete problem.
No, this is the reason
I'm reading an article this morning about a 27-year-old guy in Texas somewhere, no, Oklahoma City, in an induced pneumonia coma or something, some doctor thing. He didn't believe in it, and he's 27 laying there, maybe dying. And I looked at it, I said, whatever.
But the groundswell of idiots and assholes
that have been
surfaced.
You're right, Todd. They got people representing them now.
Right. We've just caved to them.
We have.
And it's time to stop.
Yes. The people on the right, it's time to stop. We can't be, we have to coddle them and say, here's how you get the vaccine and here's what you do. I've been hearing that for more, not just us angry buttholes here in the morning because it doesn't take much to set us off. But I mean, legitimate news people are now stopping and saying, hey, we have to do something. We have to say, hey, it's their fault.
Right, people who are not incessant whiners are finally pointing that out.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm tired of it.
She'll yell at us.
Cowtown to these dicks.
Hopefully she yells more at us about wanting to lick toads, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody sent me a story about a dude licking a toad and he actually did die.
Really?
Now, I don't know if that was because he was getting...
The toad or the dude?
The dude.
Okay.
It was like an OD.
All right.
Yeah, because he was licking a toad in the middle of the interstate?
I don't know.
That could be hazardous.
Well, it was on the road. He got killed.
It sounded to me like he licked it right off the toad instead of drying it and smoking. So like he didn't know how much he was getting.
Got it.
and actually did OD and die.
All right.
Maybe there is.
Stick to weed, kids.
Yeah, see, we read up on that the other day.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really rare case.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
But I'm sure that's the one she'll dwell on.
Frank Caliendo, Dr. Mina, Nick Allen, Craig Evans, whole gang will be here. Come on back. Thursday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.